I arrived at Sussex with the Michaelmas term of 1965 in the School of Social Studies, and to work with Asa, in fact. He wanted me to help him. He was working at that time on the history of the BBC, and I had worked a lot on science communication, partly in relation to the history of science, but also partly in relation to contemporary science and its larger social dimensions. And I was particularly keen to see what Asa had in mind to do in the art-science issue at Sussex. This was the time of C.P. Snow and the Two Cultures, and I was very much taken up with that. In fact, I was given a fellowship at Cambridge, partly because of my interest in both history and science. And I think this is perhaps something that Asa found attractive in me as well. And as you may know, there was, from the very beginning, plans, provision for an art-science scheme at the university. And although it wasn't put to me in quite so many words, it seemed clear that Asa wanted me to contribute in some way to that. As it happened, fortuitously, in my second or third month at Sussex, when it must have been the autumn of 65, Asa helped by Stephen Toulmin, his friend from Leeds, as before, conceptualized the notion of a science policy unit, a unit for the study of science policy, as it was then called, which took its start about the 1st of January, as I recall, 1966. And Asa thought it would be sensible for me to join that group, the group of two at the time, and I did, and that was the beginning of SPRU.